Radio Popular presents a program by Robert Wyatt. This is the second part. Radio
Popular. Buongiorno. This is Robert Wyatt. And here are some things that I like.
Now I like Bob Dylan more than I did at the time. You know, I wasn't so interested then because musically I was more interested in black music at the time. Since then I've discovered that Robert Zimmerman, as a boy, was a rhythm and blues fan. You know, he loved black music very much. And so I feel a kind of empathy with his roots. He didn't copy black music, not in the end, but he respected a lot of black music. For me, Bob Dylan has increased in stature over the years, and to me he's one of the people like Marc Chagall, one of the great Jewish artists of the 20th century. Robert Zimmerman is a great musician, and people think that it's just, oh, he's a good poet or he has a good heart or something. But to me, even when he sings complete rubbish, it's good because he has a great voice. I've had plans to do that. I have many plans, you know. Okay, I'll sing the first. Lay, 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 lay. Oh, see, I can't.
Lay, lay.
No, I can't sing it.
Lay, lady, lay.
No, I can't sing it. No, forget it. Fuck it.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big bear.
Oh, I can't. Fuck it. No. I sing in my bath, but Bob Dylan songs, but not here in public.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Well, I think there's a kind of snobbishness about Nashville and about pop music. I think you'll find that musicians mostly don't have this snobbishness. Pop music is, it has a simple, elementary kind of music, but it can be just as great as any other kind of music. Of course, I have a problem with the way it is marketed, with the whole pop business, which is stinks, which is disgusting. I know. The marketing is absolutely a disgusting business, but it's not the fault of the music, which is simply a modern kind of folk music. And it's ridiculous to blame Bob Dylan for playing modern folk music, you know, when asking him to play some kind of ersatz old-fashioned music. It's crazy. It means nothing, you know. He's a great singer. What do you want, you know? So back to Zimmerman again. In 1968, I had the good fortune to travel a while with Hendrix, and Hendrix was a big Dylan fan, and in fact it was because Hendrix liked Dylan so much that I started to listen a bit to Bob Dylan myself. I think, well, he was recording sort of that Electric Ladyland and so on more or less during that year, I think. I can't remember exactly, but I think he was playing it. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, I just think it's a great bluesy version, and there's a lot of strength and a lot of power. And I think it was one of the versions of Bob Dylan's song that Bob Dylan himself liked very much.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey. No reason to get it.
That was Hendrix. Now, one of the great virtues of pop music is they use repetition, sometimes too much, but Hendrix used repetition, knew exactly how to repeat and adapt repetition. I wish Bartok had had a bit more of a pop music inclination when he wrote the Bartok Violin Concerto. That's the next piece I want to play. It opens with a section. I just want it to carry on. Anyway, I'll show you. I'll start. Bartok Violin Concerto. Take it away, Bella. Okay, stop right here. Okay, now this is the trouble. He thinks, oh, I've done enough. I now have to do all these clever things, change, lots of variety, everything. Bullshit. We go straight back to the beginning now. We should play this again. Listen to this. Imagine this played by, you know, lots of balalaikas or something for about 20 minutes. That's what it needs, you know, even before the violin starts. Okay, off we go. He's losing it again. I have to play it. We have to do it one more time. Come on, Bella. Just one more time. Okay. And then we carry on, maybe. It's okay to carry on after this, but he must really make more of that opening phrase because it's just wonderful. Actually, the next bit is very good, so we let him play now. Carry on. It's okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, with the great thing of Béla Bartók, had as historically, was that he came from Central Europe and Eastern Europe, where the folk music tradition has elements which we miss in Western folk music, and one of these elements is rhythmic vitality of a type. Of course, many folk music have rhythmic vitality, but one of the characteristics of Hungarian folk music and Czech folk music and Russian and Bulgarian is complex time signatures. They don't just play in threes and fours, but they play in sevens and elevens and thirteens and so on. And during this century, these ideas have become introduced into Western music by various composers. But one who introduced it, the idea of more complex time signatures into jazz, was the very, very great pianist Leni Tristano. And Turkish Mambo was really one of the first attempts at recording techniques of overdubbing on the piano done in the 50s. And it's not just, although it sounds like a cold technical exercise, I think that he made with Turkish Mambo a really strong little piece of music. So Turkish Mambo by Leni Tristano. I think, in terms of recording, I think the first free jazz recording ever made was that's known on record was by Leni Tristano. We have next a man who worked with another pianist called Paul Bley, actually, who was who did a lot of innovation like Leni Tristano. But Paul Bley was not on the original Ornette Coleman recordings that we heard. It was just a quartet without piano, and one of the great quartets in jazz history, I think, it's now, with Don Cherry, Charlie Hayden, and of course the great Ed Blackwell on drums from New Orleans. And New Orleans, they have the best rhythm, certainly in North America, the best rhythms outside Cuba, certainly. So what a quartet. And Embraceable You, of course, is one of the great, it's Gershwin tune, isn't it? Well, Ira did the words, so there's no words on this one, so it's just all George. And George Gershwin is one of the great writers of that crossed the line between what was called classical and jazz music. One of these people like Kurt Weill, who just wrote music. It's easy for lots of people to listen to it, but it has every bit as the subtlety and detail of the most complex music that I can understand anyway. The way Ornette Coleman plays Embraceable You, it's sort of upside down. I don't really know. He says on the record, we play it like standards are normally played. This is absolutely not true. This is not at all how you're meant to play songs like Embraceable You. I don't know what they're doing with it, but it's beautiful. Yeah, I'd like to say, listen out for Charlie Hayden's notes on the bass underneath the solos. They are so beautiful. They are perfect. Each one is a jewel.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Ornette Coleman Quartet. But on that, it's really just the basically the trio, except Don Cherry plays in the theme. It's Ornette Coleman trio, basically, there with Charlie Hayden and Ed Blackwell. The other member of the quartet is George Gershwin, I suppose, really. Radio Popular has just presented a program by Robert Wyatt. Second part.